Ladies and gentlemen,
I saw join in.
The world famous Matt Light. What's going on?
Another day in paradise, buddy.
Another day in paradise. We've got to ask you this off the top. Okay.
Why didn't you talk to us after last game?
Why didn't I talk to you after last game?
Why didn't you talk to the media?
Belgi said you blew off the media.
Yeah, why'd you walk out?
Who are you running for? Why are you running from people?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't wake up and look forward to talking to you ever.
Of course.
Yeah, ever.
Of course.
Let alone
why?
After last week.
What do you have against him? I never hold a press conference.
I probably wouldn't walk in there unless I was forced to.
No, but after the game, the media was gathered around and you...
They were, yeah. I really didn't have anything to say. I never really have anything to say, really, that's worthwhile. I mean, you've been in there. You've heard the words come out of my mouth. There's nothing, you know.
Well, is it frustrating for you as a player? Maybe this ties into what we're talking about, where all the media we are going to ask you is what happened on those Harrison sacks, and we're not going to ask about the.
You probably wouldn't understand it if I laid it out there anyway. So you know, and look, by the way, your opinion is your opinion. So you know, I'm really not going to sway what you see out there on the field anyway. So
what happened?
And to be honest with you, I really don't report to you. So. You know, all those things said, there's times where, you know, yeah, you kind of feel like giving a couple sound bites here and there. And there's other times where you really don't feel like it. And if you want to know what happened on him, I mean, he made the play. You know, obviously I wasn't in a good, you know, position to do my job effectively, and he took advantage of it. And it's what good players do. You know, unfortunately it happened in a game where, you know, it created a, you know, a big advantage for them and a serious disadvantage for us offensively.
Was that the frustration, though? Was that the frustration coming out, Matt, like, as a team and also as your position? Because you could play, I don't know, whether 60 snaps, say on average, you gave up two. So you were good on 58, you were bad on two, and what you're going to be asked about is the two.
Oh, you're always that way. You're only as good as, you know, your worst play. So, you know, I mean, that's not a concern for anybody in this organization. I mean, the concern is, you know, what do you have to do to improve it? I mean, what can we do to get better? I mean, that's the only thing we really worry about. That's our only focus, you know, here.
What did your coaches say to you after the Channing Crowder incident? Was there any a backlash is too strong, but was there a talking to? Was there a lecture? Hey, Matt, you can't be putting us in these positions.
No, you know, I think that, you know, obviously that incident's gone and it's over with. But you know, we received a fine. It was something that should have never happened. You know, that's not the way I play the game, and that's, you know, that was something that you know, obviously I can't allow to happen again. But you know, what happened with that was just. You know, it's pretty matter of fact. I mean, you know, obviously the coaches weren't real happy with the fact that, you know, you number one, you're out of the game. Number two, you know, you're costing your team. So that's never a good position to be in.
No, we all do this. If I had it to do it again, I would have done this. If you could do it again, you would have done what?
I wouldn't have done anything, obviously. I mean, look, whether you feel like you. You know, you're justified in your actions or not. There's no place for it in this game. You know, I mean, regardless of what the circumstances were, what was, you know, taking place out there on the field, it's just not worth doing that at any point.
Was what he was saying beyond the pale?
I'm beyond it all now. I mean, look, you can say what you want again. I mean, not my first rodeo. I've heard a lot of guys say a lot of things over the years, and I've never responded to him once. I didn't respond to him other than, you know, what happened there.
Yeah, so do you look at yourself play. And say, why I took the cheese? You know, why did I – is that
– Oh, I really didn't take the cheese. I mean, you know, it was just it was one of those things. And when you're in the heat of battle, you do what you do, you know. I mean, that was one of those plays where there was just a little extracurricular taking place. And, you know, unfortunately, it ended up pretty bad. But, you know, look, I mean, when you're in a moment, you're in a moment. You know, you're not sitting there talking or thinking about something that happened earlier in the game, so – And which, you know, has never been an issue for me. I could really care less what people have to say. Matter of fact, if they're talking, they're probably forgetting something that they should be doing. Mm-hmm. So I kind of enjoy it.
Now, you're not a talking head, so you're not in the business of saying, I'm surprised this happened, I'm surprised that happened. But I'll tell you this. I was surprised that you both got the same fine and there was no suspension. Were you at all surprised at how it went down?
No, like I said, I mean.
The punishment.
No, I think it was the fair thing to do. Yeah,
Matt,
yeah.
Did you tell the league what he was saying?
Did they? I didn't get in. I mean, I'm not gonna get into all that stuff. I mean, look, they made a decision, and that's what it was. So, you know, it's all good now.
Because if you just look at it on TV, it would seem like you were doing worse than he was. But the only way it would be even is if they understood the background of what led up to it. And so that's why I'm curious if they fully understood the background.
You're curious like a cat.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
That's the job right
meow.
There.
No, I'm with you.
See, they did that on purpose. I don't know if you just heard that feedback. They give you the feedback when when it's a rough moment, it's a rough question. They just bring in this noise.
That's not that rough. How frustrating was that loss, Matt, overall? Bill talked about opportunities, and certainly had him in that ball game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the first half was a good half. The second half was a bad half, and, you know, you can't afford to do that ever. But, you know, it's frustrating for, you know, everybody on this team when you know you have – you know, much better plays, you know, within each player that's out there. And you have just so many opportunities to do things that you really, you know, you should be able to do, and you're just not able to capitalize on it. So, yeah, it's a frustrating loss. But, you know, again, look, it's time to move on and get ready and gear up for this road trip. We got 2 weeks on the West Coast. We got 2 weeks we got to get after pretty good.
Speaking of moving on, I'm told you have to leave. So,
well, you know,
well, that's it.
Well, they got to ship all of our stuff to the West Coast, and
I'm sorry,
they still do that by mules. Mules
by
actually
by
mules pulling wagons, and the Rockies are
dogs.
Hard to get over. Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry we couldn't exchange niceties. You didn't bring any food for us this time, but you know, hey.
I didn't. But we are, we're gonna have some Five Guys burgers and fries before we leave. So if you want, I can save you some of those Cajun fries. They're pretty tasty.
Save them? I don't know about that, because I don't know when I'll see you again.
In California?
Maybe
you'll be out there,
I won't be out there. No.
Okay, all right. Well,
talk to you
another time.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, fellas. Have a good weekend, a good couple weeks here in New England, and we'll keep the fire burning.
All right, Matt.
Good luck,
Matt Light. Thanks a lot.